Good morning. It's 7:34 a.m. on Thursday, the 19th of September, 2019. Woohoo! I don't know how much talking I'm going to do today. It's, Syphil Board business is weighing on my brain. And I can't talk about Syphil Board business. So, I've been racking my brain for the first mile, trying to think of something I could talk about. This Shard and Shield book is just excellent. I've got into it, and I'm like 80% done with it. I'll be done with it probably today, because I will undoubtedly take some time out of the day and read to the end, because I've got another book. I have an ARC. I've got an advanced reader copy of Glenn Stewart's first book of his new series. And there's some upside and downside with this. One, Glenn is a friend of mine. I count him as a friend. We have met in person. He has bought me dinner. I would have bought him dinner, but he got his credit card out first. I've met him a couple of times. He's a really nice guy. I met his wife Jack, who's excellent, and I've met his assistant. They have a production assistant who is an author, cartoonist actually. In her own right, also quite good, I think. We met her, I know her name, I just can't pull it up. Excellent. Oh, the whole crew are just... being with them makes me grin. It always makes me smile, it makes me happy. So, with that in mind, I'm probably going to like this book. It is space opera. I think it's space opera. I'm pretty sure it's space opera. I might be wrong. I have not followed Glenn into his urban fantasy. What is it? The Protectors or something? I probably should. There's probably books out there of his that I haven't read yet that I would enjoy, and I have just turned up my nose at them because they're the wrong genre. Anyway, so I have this first book of the new series waiting, burning a hole in my Kindle. And I will undoubtedly talk about that later in the week. Well, early next week, baby. Equinox is Monday. I'm going to try to get up and make sure I get out at sunrise to get a sunrise picture on the Equinox. We'll see how successful that is. I'll probably set an alarm. It's also therapy day, so I have to be up and out early in order to be back, in order to be across town by 9 a.m. Watching Lenny Bruce and Mrs. Maisel is just hysterical. It's just wonderful. Yes, she's crude. She is a bit on the crude side. But the actress has this character dialed in so finely. her name, Brosnahan, I think. Good morning. Guy with beard. He has a white straw hat that he wears. I like that hat. It's another chilly morning, 55, 56 when I left the house. Official temperature is 50. It's kind of cool. Pounding along, trying to walk off some of my frustration here. I think that intersection needed about three more cars to really fill up its full potential. Jeez. There were fewer cars at the main intersection at West 20th. Anyway, So, treadmill time is something I'm really looking forward to in the evening. I got a batch of skier. Chilling in the fridge, but chilling overnight. I don't know what that's going to do to the flavor. At least it hasn't been developing. We stopped the fermentation process. But I got it going early and then forgot it in the pot. So it's probably going to be a little tangier than normal, but I've got to drain it. And I didn't get to it last night because I was busy fixing dinner. I was on a short time frame. Poodle man. Morning. It's one of those mornings where if I stay zipped up, if I stay buttoned up, I'm wearing a hoodie, so I started the first mile with the hood up just to try to build up a little temperature inside. But now I've been a mile and a quarter or so. And the heat has built up inside, so now I've got sweat running down my back and my nose and fingers are cold. So Always something. Sprinkler's running. See if I can stay out of the water. That's cold this morning. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So I'm old, I'm grumpy this morning. I'm probably not the only one, or somebody on my Facebook timelines was talking about how got up grumpy. I didn't have a terribly good night's sleep last night. Charlie Banchard said, he made a comment on it, as you're kidding. He gets up grumpy when his REM cycle has been interrupted. And I immediately thought of, yeah, losing my religion, everybody hurts. It's the end of the world as we know it. On repeat would be my REM cycle. He actually, when I expanded his reply, I actually saw it. He said, change the playlist. Yeah, that's good advice. I gotta admit. But yeah, the last couple of nights have been really rugged. The daughter's jaw is still pretty swollen. It's still pinching the nerve, so her lip's still numb. And of course, everybody is working on the assumption that they have severed the nerve that takes sensation to her lip, and now she will never have sensation back again, even though it's still swollen, it's still pinching the nerve. There's a perfectly logical, she had oral surgery. They gouged out two teeth in the back of her mouth. It's only been, well, it hasn't been 48 hours yet. It'll be 48 hours later this morning, but it's like, yeah, I know it's scary. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's scary. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's give healing a chance to work. The sutures won't dissolve for another 5 days. The sockets are, with any luck, the sockets are now closed off with solid clots, which will stay in place, because if she loses one of those, that's going to be really painful. Still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I realized I'm at the talking, walking, not talking point. And I've already talked about what I'm reading, so I'm talking about Mrs. Maisel, so it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Sorry, we're down to the, I don't know what else to talk about in order to keep my mouth from saying things that it shouldn't be saying. The android plot It's well, I think it might have been, that might be better than the last plot, but that's damning with faint praise. I've invested so much time in it now. I'm going to have to finish it. I'm like season 5, maybe 6. And the next, I think it's the next to the last one, whatever that is. I don't know. I got a whole bunch of people recommended stuff. I asked for stuff on Prime. I got a whole bunch of stuff from Netflix, but so I've got stuff I can begin to look up when this season ends, probably in a couple of weeks, when this show it reached the end of it. A lot of people recommending The Expanse. I have looked at The Expanse, and for some reason I did not watch it. I don't know why. I don't remember why, because I looked at it a long time ago. I've heard a lot of good things about The Expanse, so I'm not sure why I didn't watch it. Also, one of the very first shows I looked up on Prime was Man High Castle. And I generally like Philip K. Dick's work. But this one was like, I don't know, too close. Nazis taking over. It's like, is this too real for me to take as escapist fantasy kind of viewing while I'm burning calories? Absorbing glucose or whatever. I don't know. It was. I watched about 3-4 episodes. I got to the point where it's like, what else is there? Is there something else? And I watched Electric Sheep. That was pretty good. I have a hard time with Black Mirror. A couple of people recommended Blacklist. And I really liked Blacklist in the first couple seasons. But when Tom came back the third time, it was like, no. No, this is not happening. Okay. Unlock the phone. I'm at the back gate. There's a blue jay in the tree. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll have better things to talk about then.